Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
If you were to go home tonight and fall asleep, and in the middle of the night, you were to be awakened to the sound of a trumpet, unlike any you had ever heard before, and in the twinkling of an eye, the rapture were to take place, would you wake up traumatized and fearful, or would you wake up with joy and expectation? Knowing that you were right with God, knowing that all of your accounts with God were paid in full. Many will be going about their day-to-day business. Some will be on the subway, heading home after work. Teenagers will be at the movies, getting ready to watch the latest Marvel film. Doctors and nurses will be clocking in as another group is clocking out. And then suddenly, in the twinkling of an eye, we, who are alive and remain on the earth, will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Imagine it, two people working on their crops in the garden, plowing, weeding, planting, or harvesting. The sun is beating down against their sweaty brows. But conversation is sparse. Suddenly, one is gone, with absolutely no forewarning. The other is left standing horrified as the tools drop unmanned to the dirt below. The one lonely farmer finally realizes that all those stories he had heard through the years were true. Now he is alone to await the terrifying events of the tribulation period. Now, perhaps, you might imagine two women working on gathering supplies to make their weekly allotment of bread. As the dusty, floured dough is slapped onto the weathered board, kneading it to produce the beautiful pre-baked loaf, one woman vanished into thin air. As her clothes fall to the floor, cutting through the cloud of flour floating in the air, the other woman can only stare in disbelief as her breath catches in her throat. Suddenly, the words of some distant conversation echo through the chambers of her mind. Please don't wait. You must be ready. You can't get ready, because the rapture will happen in the twinkling of an eye. Imagine the chaos on earth when this takes place. Imagine the news outlets reporting that millions have disappeared, seemingly vanished into thin air. Imagine the distress on the Christian man or woman who knew exactly what has just taken place. The horror on their faces as they come to the realization that they have been left behind. Yes, they heard about Jesus. They could recite the word of God, but they were not right with God. They lived a double life, a life where one foot was in the world and the other was in the church. They had one hand on the Bible and the other hand in the world. One pastor said that after the rapture, churches will be flooded with people who are distraught, people weeping and crying because they know what has happened. They know they have been left behind, and they know what's coming. Now you may be wondering, what comes next after the rapture? Well, the Bible warns us of a time when the Antichrist will come to power and deceive the masses. People will be forced to take a mark on their hand or forehead in order to buy or sell anything. This mark will signify allegiance to the Antichrist. And those who refuse to take it will be unable to participate or function in society. Imagine a world where you cannot even buy a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk without the mark of the beast. Imagine being completely cut off from society and forced to live off the land just to survive. Furthermore, Christianity will be outlawed, and believers will face persecution and even death for their faith. The pressure to bow down to the Antichrist will be intense. Families will be torn apart as loved ones choose to take the mark and turn away from God. Just listen to how the Bible describes the events of what will happen in that day and time. Revelation 13, verse 14 to 17 says, "And with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belonged to this world. He ordered the people to make a great statue of the first beast, who was fatally wounded and then came back to life. He was then permitted to give life to this statue so that it could speak. Then the statue of the beast commanded that anyone refusing to worship it must die. He required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. And no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name." Picture a world where you cannot openly pray or worship God without fear of being caught and punished. Imagine having to hide your faith and your beliefs, not knowing who you can trust. In addition to this fact that everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, everyone will need a mark to buy and sell, meaning that there will be...
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Some sort of one world currency controlled by the Antichrist. All financial transactions will be monitored and controlled, and those who refuse to conform will be unable to participate in society. This world will be one of darkness, fear, and despair. So, if you can hear my voice today, I encourage you to put Jesus first in your life. We must be diligent in studying the Word of God so that we can recognize the signs of the times and be prepared for what is to come. We must remain vigilant and watchful, testing everything against the truth of God's Word. In conclusion, the world after the rapture will be a dark and terrifying place. I don't know about you, but I pray that the Holy Spirit will convict me daily so that I may always be ready, waiting, watching, and anticipating the return of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. There should be an urgency in our lives. There should be an urgency in terms of how we live, because there is certainly an urgency in the Word of God about how soon Christ is to return. So, rather than waiting until the last minute, wouldn't it be better to be prepared now? Wouldn't it be better to be ready all the time? Wouldn't it be better to live in a constant state of preparation so we will never be caught off guard? This is what the Scripture asks of us and what Jesus commands us to do. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
Now, we all have giants and strongholds that we have to face at some point. And to be a healthy believer, we must seek the Lord for the strength to pull down the strongholds that try to keep us bound. One preacher said that a stronghold is a mindset. It's a value system or a thought process that hinders your growth. Now, I want you to notice how the mind is very much at the center of this definition, and I believe that that's the reason why we're called to renew our minds. I believe that near enough every stronghold people encounter, any stronghold people wrestle with, that stronghold will have formed roots in that person's mind. It'll have contaminated the mind to some extent. Pride can be a stronghold. Anger can be a stronghold. Alcohol, lying, sexual immorality, these all can be strongholds. But notice this, if you really think about it, the mind is involved in all of these areas. For pride, you think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Anger often boils and festers in the mind before it explodes. Sexual immorality stems from lust. And where does lust really get activated? In the mind. In the mind. Strongholds are linked to your mind. This is why I believe in Philippians 4:8, we're told to focus on whatever is true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good rapport. So we're told to meditate and think about these things. Why? Well, to keep our mind occupied, to keep our minds filled with things that are linked to the kingdom of God. This is so that the devil has no room. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 is another verse I want to give you in order to really illustrate why the mind is so crucial in this context. It says, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Again, we see a reference to the mind. So how does the devil blind the minds of people? I believe it's through the formation of strongholds. He uses deception to lure people into captivity and into a mindset where they are oppressed and bound. However, let me make it abundantly clear that as children of God, we reject the enemy's schemes. We rebuke every seed that the enemy attempts to plant in our minds. We trust in the blood of Jesus Christ to break every chain, and we look to Jesus to continually help us to work out our salvation. So if there is an area that you can identify in your life, don't be condemned, but be convicted to fight the good fight. So how do you identify a stronghold? Well, the best way to identify what the stronghold you face in your life is, you have to look at the area in your life where you face a constant battle, the area that you struggle the most. And the reason you need to identify this is because the devil is cunning and deceitful. He will know what the giant or stronghold struggle with is. And so we need to be alert because the devil will plant a seed in your mind, a seed that he will attempt to entice you with. And should you bite the bait, not only will that seed lead you to fall into sin or oppression, but it then opens the door to a potential stronghold or some kind of bondage. As an enemy, the devil will never present someone else's weakness or struggles to you. He will not plant a thought about alcohol when he knows you struggle with lust. No, he will always find the area that you are the weakest in, and he will use that against you. That's why it's so important for us to be honest with ourselves and look introspectively at the areas we need deliverance from, because the enemy will see that as a route to disrupt our walk with Christ. This point is supported by 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, where the Bible says, "So that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs." The devil is witty and has evil designs, so we must be diligent. We must be vigilant. We must be alert and always on guard against any potential breach by the enemy in our minds. Now, I would like to point out the different types of strongholds that we can potentially face. Giants and strongholds come in different forms, sizes, and shapes. Here are some common strongholds that affect people's lives: unforgiveness, manipulation, pride, lying, drunkenness, sexual sin, anger, fear. Let me just highlight a couple of examples. Fear is a stronghold because we are told that God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's something that we are not given. But when someone becomes ruled by fear and governed by the spirit of fear, then it becomes a stronghold. This is not to say you cannot feel fear. You can. But children of God are not, should not be ruled by fear. And when it comes to unforgiveness, we are told in the book of Matthew to forgive 70 times 7, which symbolizes boundless forgiveness. So for anyone who keeps grudges, who keeps a scorecard, that becomes a stronghold, apart from opening up the door to sin in your life. It's also important to have awareness of all the other places where strongholds or giants can come from: unrepented sin, family bloodlines, false or wrong patterns of thinking. So, how can unrepented sin become a stronghold? Well, let's take this man as an example, a Christian man who lies consistently. He is aware that he's lying and persists to lie. He chooses not to repent because in his mind, he feels the need to tell all of these lies. Otherwise, how is he going to look at people and what will they think about him? He doesn't want to give off the wrong impression. He wants to fit in. Well, going back to our definition at the very beginning, a stronghold is a mindset that hinders your growth. So it's important to realize that his skewed way of thinking will hinder his growth as a Christian. As this man continues to practice the activity of sin and continues to lie without repenting, and I mean without truly repenting and turning away from sin, he doesn't realize it, but it becomes a stronghold. So how can this man be delivered? Well, the solution for this man is A, he gains knowledge of the Word of God. If he starts spending time in the Word of God, he will find out that Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight." B, when he finds out point A, that God hates lying lips, this is where the renewal of the mind starts to take place. Where he thought he needed to lie or had to lie because he wants to maintain a certain image, his thought process now starts to shift into alignment with God's word. C, this is where the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes in and causes this man to repent and have a desire to turn away from that sin. Now, this entire process takes a bit of time because you don't renew your mind or change your thought process to God's word in a day. You need to meditate and dwell on his word, allowing the Holy Spirit to work in your heart and break that stronghold. This is a very simple illustration, but I hope it gives you some clarity on how strongholds form and how we can be set free.
Now, I'd like to draw your attention to Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where the Word of God reads, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. Did you get that? Verse 6 said, on account of these, the wrath of God is coming. To put it plainly, stop sinning. Don't be given to habitual sin. Leave your body's sensual and self-centered desires. Depart from sin. Don't be greedy, because greed is a form of idolatry as it replaces your devotion to the Lord. The bottom line here is that when you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of God. These are acts of disobedience, and here's a piece of advice. Disobedience comes with a heavy price. Jonah disobeyed God, and he was swallowed by a large fish. Lot's wife disobeyed God, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. The children of Israel disobeyed God and ended up wandering in the desert for 40 years. When you choose to act in disobedience, you ignite the anger of God. So think twice before you act. Think twice before you reject the instruction of the Lord. Once again, the Bible in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. And then it lists the following. Number 1, sexual immorality. Number 2, impurity, then passion, then evil desire, and then covetousness, which is greed. Can any of these things be found in your life? Are you living in a cycle of any of these sins? If so, repent. Now, to be clear, sexual immorality is anything from premarital sex, adultery, pornography, anything that is outside the parameters designed by God. Anything outside of a marriage covenant between a husband and a wife is sexual immorality. Can this be found in your life? Because if it can, then you are in direct disobedience to the Lord. Secondly, when the Bible mentions impurities, I believe this can be anything and everything unholy. From unholy thoughts or unholy actions, like dabbling in dark spiritual things like witchcraft or fortune-telling. Can any of this be found in your life? Because if it can, then you are in direct disobedience to the Lord. The Bible says that evil passions and desires and greed are among those things which we should put to death in our lives. As children of God, we're faced with choices on a daily basis. Do you choose to put to death these desires of the flesh and uphold a godly standard or not? We have to make the choice whether to maintain holiness or not. And the thing is, in today's world, the devil has infiltrated and embedded himself into so many things in society. He's blended right in to such an extent that people no longer see the sin in what many may consider to be normal. People no longer see the parading of sexual immorality in movies and music today. People no longer see the sin in how the world encourages and fosters the spirit of pride and the pursuit of things, of money and power. Sin has become accepted as the norm. It doesn't even shock us anymore to see sexual immorality on screen or to hear music that blasphemes. The devil has managed to embed himself and blend into society. He's normalized the things that lead us to sin. And the thing is, the devil cunningly presents these things before our eyes so frequently that it almost desensitizes us. It becomes normal to see sexual immorality on the screen and on social media. It's become normal to pursue money and material things. However, what is normal to the world tends to go hand in hand with what is sin. The Amplified Translation of Romans 12, verse 2 gives a detailed account of what we need as children of God. The Bible says, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you." In other words, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Don't allow this world to mold you in its own image. The key for us as believers is that we are to be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit. And it's when you allow the Holy Spirit to transform you, to transform your mind and how you think, it's only then that you will discern God's will. The key is the Holy Spirit.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.